Welcome. My name is Andrew, and this is the Who Dat Discussion, a New Orleans Saints podcast, where we talk about all Saints news, opinions, and reactions. So I think we should just get right into this one. The Saints, you know, their season's over now. They lost to the Rams 26-23 in the NFC Championship game. Obviously, we know what happened fourth quarter, minute 50 left, and the hit on Tommy Lee Lewis. And we're going to get into that by Robey Coleman. To me, it's obviously a huge play that came down. It's whatever happens, which we're going to get into the before stuff, because there are a lot of stuff that happened before too. I'm not going to say that the Saints didn't miss opportunities. But what happened was Saints had, they won this game. Looking at it, watching, really looking at the stats, watching the game, looking at the stats after, looking at the time possession, looking at the team stats, stuff like that stuff. Overall, to me, I feel like the Saints should have won the game. I think all Saints fans are going to say that. I think Rams fans are going to say that too. And I think, obviously, everyone in the media, other NFL players, big NFL players, we're talking about all pro players, MVP players that are now out against the NFL after this play. Look, we're going to obviously do our regular recap. We're going to go through our notes, storylines, and group-by-group recap, but we're going to start off with this missed call because I think, obviously, we have to talk about that first, and we're just going to get right into it. So, minute 50 left, or minute 45, whatever it is. Drew Brees, to me, this is a great play call by Sean Payton, by the way. He really confuses the Rams by putting Tommy Lee Lewis in the backfield and putting Kamara out in the slot. Genius play because, obviously, the Rams, they're thinking Kamara should be in the backfield, and Kamara's out wide. Tommy Lee Lewis is in the backfield, and they couldn't really communicate. They were trying to get back and forth, and it's always bad. They said it on ESPN. Even Ryan Clark said this was a missed call. Ryan Clark is from New Orleans, but he's been a he doesn't like the Saints. I don't know why, but he does not like the Saints. And he even said it was a bad call, and the Saints should have won the game. But getting back to it, they were all communicating. They were all messed up. Basically, the play was to Tommy Lee Lewis the whole way. Give all to Sean Payton because no one thought Tommy Lee Lewis was going to get the ball. And it really leaves Tommy Lee Lewis wide open. And Brees, look, it wasn't the best throw. And maybe if he threw it more out in front of him, the hit wouldn't have happened. But I don't even think so because this Robey guy, he came in and he tried to hit Tommy Lee Lewis targeting. It's targeting because he even said it after the game. The linebacker for the safety, rather, for the Rams, he said that, look, I was just trying to hit him. I was trying to not give up a touchdown. He said he thought he was going to get flagged. He comes up in the stance. He's like, he thought he was going to get flagged. And the flag just does not come out. To me, everyone's saying there was two referees. I don't think that second referee behind the play, he probably couldn't see when the ball was before when it happened. So I don't really blame it on him. I blame it on the ref. He was to the left. And he played for the Rams before, and he was coward. At the end of the day, he was coward. I'm not going to say. He was going for the penalty, going for the flag, and then looked at the other ref and decided not to. This guy paid probably a lot of money by the NFL, and he did not do his job. He did it. I'm sorry. There's nothing else you can say, and that man should be fired. And because he robbed not just the Saints, not just this franchise that I love. They robbed the whole city of New Orleans. That's it. If you want to look at the play, whatever it is, because I don't care. You can go back into other plays because there obviously were other plays in the game. We will get into that. And I'll give some credit to the Rams because they played a good game, but it just wasn't good enough to win. The Saints outplayed the Rams in this game. And looking back at how our team played, to me, it was good enough to go to the Super Bowl. And this ref took it away. And every Saints fan's going to be upset that now we have to go, because I feel like this was our season. As much as we're going to go at it next season, looking to win the Super Bowl again. I really thought that this was the season we were going to do it. And if there was going to be a season, I thought this was the season. This is a different team than 2009. I knew that coming into the season. We weren't going to blow this team out. The Rams are a good team. And they showed up. They showed up with the intensity that we thought we would get, And they played pretty – they played good. The Rams did play good. But to me, they just didn't play good enough to beat us because I think the Saints played really good as well. And to all 53 men in that locker room and all the rest of the guys that came through this locker room during the season injured, and that's from Dez Bryant to the beginning of the season with Tom Savage as our backup QB. They robbed every single one of those guys because they put in a lot of work. And where does this team go from here? We're going to get into that next week and the upcoming weeks because free agency will start in March. And then the draft's in April. We don't know what this team's going to do. But getting back to the play, it's really, it's not good. What the NFL did to the Saints here, they hoodwinked them. It was a straight hoodwinking. They hoodwinked the whole city. And to how much the Saints mean to this, to New Orleans, to, I mean, the whole Gulf Coast area, it's what they did is, you know, you can't even put it into words, even what the players were saying. And everyone that's a Saints fan is devastated this morning. And they're going to come up, and the NFL, they're not going to say anything about it. Roger Goodell doesn't care. Because he's effed the Saints over and over again. He has put the whammy on the Saints back when you take out our whole coach for a whole season. In the Saints' prime, in Drew Brees' prime. And the Saints, you knew that, look, they're coming off of a divisional round where they lost to the 49ers. The Saints should be back. The Saints should have been back in it. If they had Sean Payton, we don't know what would happen. That's 1 year that we wasted, basically, of Drew Brees' prime. And that was the NFL's fault. Because that was another... The NFL has just screwed the Saints. And they screwed them again. It's to me, what do you want to put up to a certain play? Because this play, if the Saints get the penalty, the Saints are going to the Super Bowl right now. And it's really tough to swallow that if you're a fan, because even if you're a fan player, you put a lot of work into it. Even as a fan, even as reporters, even if I was a reporter, if I was, you know, all those reporters, Jeff Duncan, Larry Holder, all those guys, to me, you put too much work into a team to have it get taken away by a penalty. By a non-call, not even a penalty. The ref, you know, you can't have the refs be superstars here. There, I mean, look, that guy, he had a perfect view of it. And I understand that you don't want to, you know, flag every play like that. And everyone's saying, well, the Saints had flags that should have been called and they weren't called. A lot of no-calls in the game. Well, the Rams had a lot of no-calls in the game, too. Let's not get that wrong. That wasn't just the first no-call on the Rams. There was PI on Ted Ginn on a huge, I believe it was second down when the Saints were driving down the field. That was not called. Maybe it was a third down. I think it was a third down. That wasn't called. And if that was called, it would put him in Rams territory. The Saints would probably have scored. That's one play. Then there was, even on the pick, the Brees pick at the end of the game, which we'll get into later. That play, Fowler, which was a good hit, but he hit him in the face. And if that's Tom Brady, you know that's being called. And if that's the Patriots, you know that call, that pass interference call, is getting called too. And I think it was Chris from the Who Dat and NYC podcast. He said that, look, Brady gets that call, the Patriots get that call, so we shouldn't be talking about the legacy of other players because we know that other teams are going to get that call. And look, I understand that you want to call that type of game, and you should in the playoffs, but there's a point where you cross the line, and that crossed the line. There were many penalties you could have called on that play, not even just pass interference. You could call targeting, call head-to-head, and also they missed the Josh Hill head-to-head. They had missed a lot of head-to-head penalties, and Josh Hill missed the rest of the game, and you didn't even give us 15 yards on top of that, which you should have. So how can the NFL, and this goes to the players too, how can you say that they're all for head player safety and all about their safety when, and even it's not really the quarterbacks, because now the quarterback rules are fine, you can't hit him in the head, but why are you allowed to hit a receiver in the head? What's so different about them? It's not good when you're looking at it, and that's why I think this play, it's gonna, a lot of things will be changed. I think, and it's sad to say that the Saints will be the scapegoat off of it, and it doesn't change anything. It's not going to change the emotions you're feeling right now, the emptiness, how this season's over, and this special team will never play with each other again. It's tough. You're probably going to want to have a lot of content. You just want more and more Saints, because that's what I do right now. You're still a fan. You still want to see this team play. Maybe some players will go next week. If I was a Saints, I wouldn't play next week in the Pro Bowl. They don't even, to me, you had such a long season. Sit. I would sit. You're an NFL player. Most players, Drew Brees, he doesn't have to go to Orlando for a vacation. Take his kids somewhere else. To me, I think that's what you do. I think maybe they'll play in the Pro Bowl, maybe not. But to me, this is the last time you'll see this Saints team play together, and that's really sad because the ref took that away. And it's not even like the Rams, because you want to go back to the other Saints heartbreaks. 2017 was really the Saints' fault. Marcus Williams, he couldn't make a tackle as much as, you know, everyone got behind Marcus Williams, and he was trying to be great this year. He didn't really have that good of a season, but that was our fault. You know, maybe it was coaching, maybe whatever it was. You got to put that on us. It's a phantom play, but you got to put it on us. You want to go back to 2013 with the Marcus Colston misplay with the forward lateral he thought it was that ended the game. That's on us, too. Go back to 2011. Maybe we could have stopped Alex Smith on defense. Got to go back to that. The Beastquake, maybe you stopped Marshawn Lynch. So this one really stinks because it wasn't the Saints' fault. I think the Saints played a pretty good game. Look, can Drew Brees do a little more? Probably, yeah. But you know, he's getting older. He's not the same QB he was back in 2009, 2011. He's just not. He's very, very good. And he's still a top five QB. and he deserves another Super Bowl. This should have been his year. We should be seeing Brady Breeze. And I think you're hoodwinking every NFL fan that's going to watch the Super Bowl. You're hoodwinking them out of an amazing game and amazing two quarterbacks play. So to me, that's another thing. I don't think teams that don't deserve it, they usually lose. I don't think the Rams deserve it. They're not going to win. Patriots deserve it. That was another close game that maybe you could put down to a couple of plays, penalties, whatever it is. But the Patriots, they're so disciplined, and I think they're going to win that game. But to me, this play, it was big, and to me, there's nothing else you can say about this season. It came down to a play. Maybe it shouldn't have came down to a play by the referee, but the refs got to do their job too. They get paid a lot of money. They get paid a lot of money to be a ref, and that guy should be fired, because if you went to your job and you completely lost a company a lot of money, it's really like stealing. You know, if you went to a company, let's say you worked at a store, and you worked at a clothing store, and you stole clothes, you get fired. That's basically what happened in this situation. It's really like if you're a coach and you go 0-16, you get fired. And that's what happened in this game. And that's why I feel like that guy, that whole staff should not be, I don't care, because they did do an okay job up to the point. They weren't an awful crew up until that play. But that's a brutal mistake. And it's brutal, because you can be the best employee, but if you do something wrong that, you know, hurts a company or whatever it is, you get fired. And this guy should be fired. And the NFL, they can't do anything. They're not going to play back the game. I know Michael Thomas and other players are saying, oh, we can play back. That's not happening. And the NFL probably will never put a statement out on this, because they don't really have to, so why would they? I probably wouldn't if I was the NFL either. But to me, this is the same season. And I think that's why it warrants how I think 12 minutes, however we're going to spend on this play. It was the same season. All this work that this team did, from OTAs to training camp to the preseason to cutting this team down to 53 to losing that first game against Tampa Bay to going on that 10-game winning streak to losing against Dallas, coming back, playing better, the defense coming together as a team, beating the Eagles, and playing a pretty good game against the Rams, to me, good enough to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, it wasn't the best game they played, but it wasn't the worst. They played much worse. Defense played, to me, outstanding. And it all came down onto the refs. And look, you don't want to put yourself in that position, but it was. And to me, you got to do your job if you're a ref. And look, there were other no plays throughout the whole season that I kind of let go. And I usually don't blame it on the refs, because it's usually on the Saints. You know, usually you don't want to put it on the refs. But this play, and it's really been the whole season. The refs have not been good this season. I think the NFL, they're going to probably try to change that. But to me, that's what I'm going to put on this play. To me, it deserves what it is. What it is at the end of the day, we did lose. You got to give it to them. To me, you give it to their field goal kicker who made a 57-yard field goal with ease. That was going to go through probably 70. So he's a good kicker. He brought them to the Super Bowl, and we'll see what they can do. But the Saints season is over. So we're just going to go on to our notes. Really, to summarize the Saints season, look, they went 13-3. You won the NFC South. You won a playoff game, but you couldn't get to that big game. And whatever it is, if it's the refs, if it's a phantom play, the Saints fail again to get the ultimate prize, which is, to me, very disheartening. The Saints were 1-for-4 in the red zone, which is big. Look, if the Saints go in there and they were 2-for-5 in the red zone. If they go in there and you can get a couple more TDs, maybe we see a better outcome. But to me, not good enough in the red zone. 40% in the red zone is not good enough. Probably won't win you games. That's why I killed them in the end when it comes down to it. They got outscored 26-10 after the fake punt by Johnny Hegger. That was obviously a big play. I thought it was coming. I saw the how they were lining up, how much time they were taking to get a punt away. It really looked like they were going to run it. So that wasn't really surprising. I guess it was surprising for our team. To me, against the Rams, you always got to cover that stuff. And Sam Shields made someone miss. So that's, I guess, good for him. Alvin Kamara, to me, had a really big game. 11 catches, 96 yards. He showed up. Mike Thomas, he was getting doubled every play. So 4 catches, 36 yards. To me, it shows more that all the he made Alvin Kamara get one-on-one coverage the whole game. So what it was, those out routes were so easy. You couldn't make it any easier for him. And that's why the Saints were able to move it in the between the 20s. But when you got to the red zone, those plays start going away because you don't have enough space. And then you need other ways to get in. And when you're double-teamed Mike Thomas, it makes it harder. So you got to give it to the Rams there. They did a good job with that. DeMario Davis with a big pick in the beginning of the game. Saints couldn't capitalize off that. I think that was – I mean, the Saints were always capitalizing off penalties the whole season. And in this game, they just – they didn't. So that was definitely a big reason. And then Breece was a big pick at the end of the game. which I don't really put on Breeze. I'm going to put on the offensive line for not giving him time. So that's really all the notes we have. On to our storylines. Our first one, does this end the Saints era? I know Drew Brees is going to come back a year. Sean Payton's going to come back. But was this the last chance for this team to go to the Super Bowl? And to me, I'm going to say no. I think they could. But are the odds much lower now? Yes. Because now it's like you basically, that's how I look at an NFL season, is you're climbing up a mountain. And we climbed very far. We got to 13-3. We were leading the way a lot. So, but then when we went to the NFC, we won our first playoff game. Then we went to the NFC Championship game. All four teams are equal. Maybe we're a little higher because we're playing at home. And then fighting with the Rams to get to the top and to get to the summit. And we fell all the way down to the bottom because we didn't win. And if you didn't come in first, you came in second. So you can say that about a team going 4-12 or 3-13. Or you could say that a team, look, that was 13-3, first seed, but didn't get it done. And you're right back to the bottom like all those other teams. That's how the NFL is. Because you can have now new teams come up next year. Who knows? Maybe the Packers that make big moves and they're back in it. Maybe you have the Vikings. They're good. They could be a really good team again. You don't know. Maybe the Giants come up. They get their offensive line. You know, they have Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr. Eli maybe comes back. I mean, we'll see what happens with him. Maybe they're good again. Maybe, you know, you have the Eagles come back to full strength and not just the 9-17 that barely sinks in the playoffs. Maybe they go 11-5 or 12-4 in that division. Cowboys, we showed them that we lost to them. So we don't really know. So to me, I think the Saints could come out, use this loss like it was fuel, but to me, it's just a little different. To me, they felt a little more defeated after this game as they were last year. But maybe it's just me how it is. But I think they could. I think the Saints, they have a clear window this year. We'll see how Drew Brees plays. I think that's going to be really big. We're not going to know if the Saints have another shot at the Super Bowl until I think the first game in September next year, because we don't know how Drew Brees is going to play. I'm hoping that, look, he's just as good as this year and we can just scheme around him and he'll be really good. But what we don't want is what happened to Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, the year before, looked great. Comes back the next year, he's like, can't throw the football, 120 yards. We do not want that to happen to Drew Brees. If it does, that may be a problem for this team. I think the Saints will probably get better in the offseason. We only have three starters that will be leaving. Ben Watson's retiring, so we can't even get him back. And then also looking at Tyler Davidson, who plays nose tackle, and I think I would re-sign him. I think he's done a really good job at the nose tackle position. And then also Alex Okafor, which I think you could sign him. If he wants to come for like $2-3 million, fine. But I don't think we have the cap space to worry about a depth D-lineman for $5 million. I think you go with Marcus Davenport. Hopefully he's coming back a year later, better. And I think him and Cam Jordan could be a really good tandem. But yeah, there's only three starters. So what do you do on that position? To me, you go into the offseason. We'll talk about it a lot more during the offseason. And we have really three positions. You can pinpoint a lot more to me, but there are a couple of positions where I think that we can get better at. And then that's what we're going to try to do, be the best team going into 2019. Hopefully we have no big injuries. This year was another big thing. We didn't really have huge injuries. We had injuries, so does every team. We do have Patrick Robinson coming back, which I think is going to help. PJ Williams is also a free agent, but if we have Patrick Robinson, we probably don't have to keep PJ Williams, even though he was great this season, and he's probably going to make money. But to me, maybe you don't have to keep him. And then when you're looking at it, maybe you cut Kirk Coleman, get some extra money. I would do that, but because he was really a no-show. Maybe keep him for the leadership, but for $7 million, I think his cap hits like 2 or 3. Maybe you cut him. That's what I would do. Maybe you don't pick up the option on Pete because he's going to make $10 million next year. And to me, he's not worth $10 million, but we'll see what the Saints do there. Sometimes you don't want to create a problem unless there is a problem. But to me, you can get a better left tackle probably for less money. So to me, that's what I would do, but we'll see what the Saints do there. But anyways, I don't think this is the end of the era. I think as long as they have Sean Payton, I think the Saints will be okay. And I think he's a really good coach. I think Sean Payton, I think Drew Brees, obviously, huge. But as long as you have Sean Payton, I think he knows. I think he's a knack for QB talent. And I really think that he can make a lot of QBs good. I think if I was the Saints, I wouldn't keep Bridgewater. I would draft one. I would, because look, Sean Payton has a knack. He was going to draft Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is, you know, amazing. So to me, Sean Payton's going to know when to pick one. And I think he's going to pick one when he can. And I think that's what he's going to do. I have full trust when Sean Payton picks QB. But Drew Brees right now, to me, you got to go with this year. Maybe plays a couple more years after that. He's coming back for next year. He's already said it. So to me, that's like he was going to play it either way. Saints win the Super Bowl, Saints don't. But to me, that's just all it is there. I do think the Saints could have another run. I don't think it's the end of the era. I think maybe have 2 more years with Drew Brees. Maybe after that, we could have more runs. We may not, though. And I think that's really it there. The season of destiny, to me, was, I thought it was a season of destiny, excuse me. And it just ended up, the refs took it away. The refs took it away. So as much as you want to say that, to me, that's what I feel. On to our next storylines. Look, the missed opportunities, there were a lot of missed opportunities in this game. Drew Brees, I think the first two drives, I think if we came out there a 14-0, 21-0, Rams aren't coming back in that game. We know that. So you put that on Drew Brees, put that on Sean Payton, you got to get out to a better start. You do. I knew 6-0 was going to come back to haunt us, and it ended up coming back to haunt us. When you look at it, and you look at that maybe it wasn't a complete watershed, but to me, it was a changing point when they only gave up 3 points on after the DeMario Davis interception. To give up only 3 points, I think, was huge for them. And it ended up winning them the game. Look, if we score a touchdown there, and not three, we're winning this game. And so you take out the penalty, you take out the ref and everything. If we score a touchdown off of an interception to get us at the 18-yard line, we win this game. So I think that's really big. It's just, look, other missed opportunities just throughout the game. Also, when we stopped them inside their own, like, 10 or something, Cam Jordan made a big sack. Good job by the defense to stop a really good offense. They punt it back to us. We get the ball to 45 after a penalty. We do nothing. Holding penalty by Terron Armstead, and then nothing. Drew Brees missed a pass to Ted Ginn to get a first down, and that was a huge missed opportunity. To me, you can pinpoint that play, maybe not as big as the referee play, but it's definitely a big play. To me, it's just missed another opportunity. Punt it back to them, they score a touchdown or a field goal. So those are the plays that hurt you. That play hurt us. To me, those plays hurt us. The holding penalty hurt us. The incompletion by Brees, those really hurt. And finally, our last storyline is when you go off the missed opportunities, when you go off the referees, what was the biggest reason we lost this game coupled in taking out the refs? So I'm just going to take out the refs. And to me, maybe this, it was really, to me, this team couldn't come through in the clutch, and it has all season, but it didn't today. I thought the Saints were going to win in overtime. When they got the ball, I was like, okay, Brees is going to go down and score a touchdown, just like he did at Atlanta this earlier this season. And they didn't. He threw a pick. To me, that was the reason that the Saints lost. They didn't really have the defense. They usually were able to, you know, win the games. They were able to close games out. They didn't today. They didn't close anything today, as much as you want to say. To me, they did a really good job in overtime to give them a 57-yarder. And that's really hard to make. So really good job at the defense. And it almost wasn't a field goal if Cameron Jordan got there a second earlier to get the sack, but he didn't. So, whatever. To me, a 57-yard field goal, that's pretty good to only give up that up. So, it was a good job, but you're up by 3 points with a minute to go, minute 45 to go. You got to stop them. You got to stop them on 4 downs. You got to be able to make a turnover. You got to do something. And they weren't able to do that at all. They're lucky that they even got out of there with only 3 points because they had a miscommunication. Robert Woods, if he caught the ball and didn't stumble and fall down, that was a touchdown. And Brees would have to go up with 45 seconds to try to win a game, which would have been really tough. But to me, that's just why I feel there. I feel like we were in clutch when we needed to be. And we were all seasons. That's why I wasn't really worried. I thought we were going to win the game, even after the penalty. I really thought our defense would come up, play good, and bring us to the Super Bowl, and it didn't. So you got to put it on that too. But to me, overall, I think the defense played a very, very good game. They're one of their best games again. I think the offense, they didn't play their best. And I think that hurt us as well. Offensive line did not play good. But we're going to get into our group-by-group preview anyway, so we'll start with QB and Drew Brees. So Drew Brees, I'm going to give him a B+. I'm not going to put the pick on him. I'm going to put it on the offensive line and a really good play by the Rams because, hey, the Rams got to him right when he was throwing. And then it was lucky that when it gets tipped like that or hit, whatever it was, it falls right where the really only defender was in the whole field. It was a combination of a good play, luck, and they were able to make that play. So to me, Brees, he had a couple of really nice throws. That throw to Ginn, to me, really was really a clutch play on both sides. I think bringing the Saints down to the end zone into the red zone a couple times, to me, played good. Especially when he got out to that 13-0 lead, it looked like, man, this is just amazing. And I was like, we can't have what happened to the Eagles last week happen to us, and it did. So I think that was really big as well. Onto the skill position players, I'm going to give them a B-. To me, look, they didn't play bad. Kamara played really good out of the wide receiver. Mike Thomas getting doubled. You couldn't really do anything with him. Ted Ginn had a couple of very, very nice catches. but no one stood out. No one stood out besides Kamara. And look, you need that third player. And sometimes it was Ingram this season, sometimes it was Traquan, sometimes it was Ben Watson, whatever it was. And I think the Saints, and I think that's why I think they'll bring back Dez Bryant, because you need a third man to really sometimes, because sometimes your other two players won't start, or your other group of other players, they're going to probably do good, but you could take those out of the game. Excuse me there. To me, you could have Mike Thomas go off big, but you could take him out. Kamara, look, then he goes off, so you have one of the two go off, but you probably need more than one person to go off in a playoff game. And last week, I think it was Mike Thomas and Kamara. I think Kamara played a really good game last week, and I think Mark Ingram was huge too. But this game, also Ted Ginn, so it was really, last week it was a collection of all of them. This week, it was not one. Mark Ingram didn't run the ball good. Ted Ginn, he had a couple of big catches, but nothing really huge. No one else, then. Garrett Griffin, big touchdown catch. I thought that was really big. Coming off the really good streak, that was really good. And also Taysom Hill, to me, that was another really good play call. But at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough for the skill position. They just didn't do good enough. Offensive line, I'm going to give him a C+. They didn't play good. Andrews Pete, he played awful. I mean, you can't say how bad he played. He played every person that you put on him, he failed. Sue, he failed. Donald, he failed. So, to me, you can't – he may not be the piece for us. He may be a player at $10 million you cut. And Armstead with huge holding, not good either. Ramchek got beat at the end of the game. That's not good either. Wofford, he played all right. And they didn't protect the run at all. There were no holes the whole game. So, to me, if you want to put this on one group, I put it on the offensive line, because they played really bad today. And they were great the whole season, and they didn't play good today. So I think that's huge. And it's not like those players don't get paid the big bucks. Terron Armstead makes the second most on this team. He makes $16 million. So he makes the big bucks, and this whole team couldn't get it done. That whole group, excuse me. Onto the D-line, I'm going to give him a B-. They got a big sack. Cam Jordan got a big sack. To me, he played good. They played amazing against the run defense. Could they have got a little more pressure on Goff? Yes. But I feel like they got pressure on him. I just feel like that Goff sometimes beat us. I don't think Goff played really good either. I don't want to hear, but like, Jared Goff played great. 25 for 40, 290, touchdown a pick. Look, it's not bad. It's not bad by any means, but it's not great. So I don't think he played great. But the line played all right. When you look at the linebackers, to me, they played outstanding. Demario Davis, big pick. He was running across the field. Same with Alex Anzalone. Even A.J. Klein had a couple of big plays. So I thought that was really big. And the cornerbacks, I'm going to give them between a B+, A-, shifting towards that A-, because they played a really tough wide receiver group, and they didn't give up. They didn't do that bad. To me, they did pretty, pretty great when you're looking at it. Brandon Cooks, who was on Lattimore for most of the game, he had a big game, so that was maybe Lattimore. He did turn it on in the second half, Lattimore, but the first half was not good from him. Josh Reynolds in the slot, he kind of hurt us. P.J. Williams, maybe not the best there. But you got to give it to Eli Apple. Another outstanding game. Bring this guy back to me. You easily bring him back. He's really coming into his own. He's showing why he's a first-round pick. Him and Lattimore, if they both make bigger jumps, it's going to be a really tough time. He's going to his third-year jump. We have a lot of players he's going to make his fourth-year jump, excuse me. We have a lot of players now from those 2016, 2017 drafts that I think are really going to come to fruition these next 2 years. And they're going to be flat-out stars. I think you're going to see a lot of them. If Sheldon Rankins comes back, I think he's going to be a flat-out star. I think Lattimore will be a flat-out star. I think Kamara will be a flat-out star. Mike Thomas already is a flat-out star. Kamara really is already a flat-out star. You're going to see a lot of Ramchek, straight-out star. Von Bell played really good, straight-out star. When you're looking at these guys, the young players finally coming to fruition, and that's why I think the Saints will be able to make a run at it. And if Drew Brees plays the same, I think it's all up to Drew Brees. If Drew Brees comes and beats the same Drew Brees, I think we're in good shape. But that, I think, is really big. And then on to the special teams coaching. I'm going to give both an A. I think special teams was amazing. I wouldn't say really anything. You give up the fake punt, but every punt you saw Justin Hardy run down there and make plays, and he was disrupting them. I thought Kamara did a pretty good job in the return game, and he tried to make some plays. And I think Taysom Hill, I mean, he played another outstanding game. Good for him. Coaching, I think, was really good, too. I agree with those plays with Sean Payton at the end of the game. People said, just run it 3 times and give the Rams the ball back with a minute and no timeouts to start to score a field goal. I wouldn't have done that, but I would have tried to go for the touchdown, just like Sean Payton did. And so I don't fault him for that. I think he did a really good job. These players came to play. I think he did a really good job scheming, really some nice plays, and just wasn't enough. I think it was. But the refs, playing the refs and the Rams, wasn't enough. So that wraps up our group-by-group recap. So just to wrap up this podcast, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has listened throughout the season. Every single one of you guys, just thank you from the bottom of my heart. A lot of stuff planned for the offseason. We'll start next week with a recap of this season. I don't know if we're going to go game by game. I think we actually may. I think we're going to go from the start of the season back to training camp OTAs, and we're just going to have a nice long episode recapping this season. Also, maybe some Saints play in the Pro Bowl, so we'll have some Pro Bowl coverage for you if you guys want to see that. I like seeing the Pro Bowl if our players are in it because, hey, it's the last time we'll see these players in this season. So I think it's worth watching, and just for that reason. So that's why I watch the Pro Bowl. Even though it's not the best football, our players are playing. So I think that's big. If they play, if they don't, then we probably won't be I probably won't see them or anything. I probably won't be talking about it. Our players may not play. I think some may, some not. Drew Brees, I think he will. I think he's always valued playing in the Pro Bowl, so I don't think that would stop. Could be his last Pro Bowl, so I don't see why he wouldn't go. Maybe players like Kamara, they're going to be mad and they don't show. I don't think Mike Thomas seems really upset. Their whole team looks upset, they have a right to be upset. And what really got me was that interview with Mark Ingram. That really hit me in the heart. He was, got a feel for that man. I really hope he comes back to New Orleans. I think he wants to come back, and I think he will come back. But to me, it's tough. It's really tough, this loss. And it's gut-wrenching because we worked – look, I'm going to say we because I feel like the Houdat Nation is part of the Saints. And I feel like the fans worked. I feel like on Sunday, the fans amazing. I've never seen a quarterback go to a wide receiver to tell him what to do. In all my years of watching football, never seen it. It was amazing. They had no clue. Sometimes the Rams had no clue what was going on, and they said the dome is not an issue. They are completely psyching themselves out. And it worked. But got to give it to the dome field advantage, all that stuff. But to me, just at the end of the day, you worked all this time for someone, a person basically irrelevant, and a referee take it away from you. It's tough. It's very, very tough to get over it. I don't think anyone's going to get over it. You got to use it as fuel. And that's all you have to do. You have to use it as fuel to move on and go back and win a Super Bowl next year. Because, look, I don't know if this team's going to win a Super Bowl. There'll probably be people picking the Saints to win a Super Bowl. You're probably going to have to prove them right again because we didn't prove them right this year. A lot of people picked the Saints, and they didn't get there. And I think you're going to go back. Probably a ton of people are going to pick the Saints. And you know what last year was? All the teams that made it to the conference championship last year, they didn't make the playoffs, and they had awful years. The Vikings, awful. And the Jags were a complete mess. So we cannot fall into that trap that we're great. And even though the Saints are great, they got to make this team better. And I think that the Saints, they could get back. I think they could. They got to step farther this year. Last year was divisional round. Then we got to the NFC Championship. And maybe next year it's a Super Bowl. But it's tough. It's tough. I feel for everyone in the Houdat Nation. I'm definitely, you just feel a little heartache in you that another game goes down and you get robbed once again. Because that's how you got to feel. You feel like you got robbed. And I'm not going to say that play didn't matter. Like, I know some people, I know on the Houdat Confessional with Deuce Windham, I was listening to them last night. They said, we're not going to put this loss on the refs. And I'm going to say, well, if I'm going to any game, you're going to put the loss on the refs, it's going to be this game. And that's just how I feel. Look, the refs weren't the only reason we lost the game. It was an egregious call, though. And you got to do your job. You got to do your job. And they didn't. And I'm sorry, but when that happens, you gotta sometimes, it's not your fault. Because when I'm looking at this team, could Drew Brees play better? Yeah, but he didn't play bad. He didn't really make a huge mistake. The offensive line made some huge mistakes. To me, the defense, they didn't make any huge mistakes. Rams scored their points. We knew they were going to score their points. The Saints made him go down methodical, methodical, methodical. And I just think that at the end of the day, it just wasn't enough, I guess, to beat the Rams and the refs. And we'll see what happens in this offseason. We'll be right back with you. I don't know if we're going to be doing two episodes a week anymore. I'll probably go back to one. I think we'll probably put an episode out this Friday just to recap the season. Maybe come down on Monday or something like that. If the Saints players play in the Pro Bowl, we will probably recap the Pro Bowl just to talk about some storylines. We'll hear from more about the players if they play in the Pro Bowl, which is nice. I think that's always a good thing. But to me, you got to feel a little upset. You definitely have to feel upset about this one. I think the whole Houdat Nation, you guys have been great this whole season. Thank you for watching, listening to my podcast. Everyone that has followed, subscribed, everything. So just thank you guys so much. If you like this podcast, follow us on Twitter @TheHoodatThis. on Instagram at Who Dat Discussion, on Podomatic at the Who Dat Discussion, and then also you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Google Play channel, Spotify channel, and iTunes channel at the Who Dat Discussion. And we got a lot planned for you this offseason. Look, we're going to go into some draft coverage. We only have one pick, but we'll definitely look at some individual players. Hopefully you can get a couple interviews on here. That would be really cool. I'm hoping to get more interviews from former players on the Saints, maybe hopefully players on the team now. Maybe they'd be kind enough to do interviews. We're definitely exploring all the paths this offseason. Should be an offseason where we can get better. You got to grind. We'll have a lot of time to think about this loss, and you just got to make you get better. We can't let this loss defeat us. I feel like some players, they feel they felt defeated, and you can't feel defeated. Maybe you feel defeated in 24 hours, but after those 24 hours, you got to use that heartache, and you got to use it to make something better. And I really hope the Saints do that. So with all that said, I just want to say thank you to the Who Dat Nation one more time. Thank you to the Saints for making this season, to me, one of the best seasons I've ever watched. This team was special. Any Saints player ever watches this, you know that. I just really appreciate every single one of you from the bottom of my heart. You guys did have a great season, a lot of fun times this season. But with all that said, I want to say thank you. Prove them right for next year. Who Dat 2019 and Who Dat.